This is Passport to Texas. If you fancy yourself a fisherman or think it's time you found out what all the fuss is about, Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine has a treat this February. Editor Louis Bond explains.
You know, we're really excited this February to offer our readers something new and different. We've cut down to 10 issues this year, but to replace those two printed issues, we have two new digital guides, and the first one is coming out this month, and it'll be all about fishing. And unlike our usual print issue, which combines a variety of articles on different topics, this is all about fishing, and it's available only online. And we're excited to have Steve Lightfoot writing a fishing forecast for us for the first time this year. Especially with the drought this year, we wonder, what are our local fishing holes going to be like? And Steve looks at the positive side of drought, which, believe it or not, there's quite a positive side for many anglers. There might be some really great fish caught this year. We're also taking a look at underwater structure, which attracts a lot of great fish. And we'll also have some handy tips on how to avoid bringing those nasty invasive plants to your local lake and fouling it up for your future fishing. So this is the beginning of a new tradition for Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine. We hope everybody will check in on the fishing guide this month and then back again in the fall for our hunting guide.
Thanks, Louie. She says the online digital guide is accessible to everyone. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series with funds from your purchase of fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.